The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Henry McKean is with me, our own reporter, because, Henry, I saw an ad on Instagram a couple of weeks ago telling me that I could buy a device for my car and it would allow me to watch Netflix or other TV shows or streaming services on the screen in my car. Now, I wondered, was this something of a scam? I'd click on a link, I'd try and buy it and my account would be hacked. Yeah. So instead I thought, I'll let Henry McKean's account be hacked and I'll set him this task. So tell me, what have you found?
So basically, we're looking at, you know, are they legal? Are they safe? Video boxes or TV ports or CarPlay TV in your car. Can you watch videos? Can you stream in your car? Can you connect to a dashboard, a screen, and convert it? And the answer to that is yes, you can. You really, really can. And we know that the EU are looking at these touch screens, the ones that modern cars have at the moment, and they're looking at phasing them out and actually going back to buttons because they're so distracting. But these particular white boxes, I've got one, I'm just handed it to you. It's called an MMB Car Play Box. It's about €100. You can get them for as little as €40. And it's basically a Car Play port. That one, it connects into YouTube, Netflix, and basically music apps on the go.
It's a very small little thing. It's maybe like the size of two matchboxes.
It's like a dongle,
people remember. A dongle.
Which is basically two matchboxes with sort of digital stuff inside.
Younger people don't know what dongles or matchboxes are.
They don't.
So light their vapes.
But you can buy these on popular websites. And this is where we got this one. I connected it with some help to my car. And I basically was in a private area and we had a drive about. So we're here on private land and we are trying to actually watch TV and drive at the same time. This is a grey area. It's not quite against the law. We're going to give it a go and see how we get on. So I'm just going to press the tape there. So we're now watching basically a little bit of the Isle of Man TT races. And we're going to move off and make sure it's safe. I am not going to look at the screen because I'll get distracted. I'm just going to look forward because I don't want to break any laws. But you can see this is clearly watching TV in a car. Do I feel safe right now? No, I don't. We're trying to get past this lorry here. There's pedestrians, somebody loading up a car. And we're just not going to look. We're going to keep going in this private property here. Keep moving down. So there you go. TV in the car. People are doing this all the time. I'm not looking at the screen. I'm not looking at the screen. I'm going to look away.
Henry, sorry. Now, people can accuse me of naivety, but I think this is kind of mental. So this is basically a dodgy box for your car.
That particular one is, yes.
So you plug this into your car and the screen in your car, you can watch. You were watching a TT racing from the Isle of Man on YouTube.
Yeah, not that I'm a big TT racing fan. It just came up on YouTube. But you can watch
Netflix.
But you
could have watched Netflix. You could have watched a Mission Impossible movie on Netflix.
And it brought up the RT player as well, that particular one. But it didn't mirror my phone. My phone
it
has...
It was its own thing.
Its own thing. Has Apple Play and Apple
TV. You could watch a match on the RT player. You could watch back the Sunday game on the RT player.
Could.
This is... It's a dodgy box, but in your car. It is. I just think this is mad. I know we've talked on this show before about people, you know, watching videos on their phones or what have you when they drive and how dangerous that is. But I hadn't heard of this until I saw that ad, and I'm amazed it worked so easily. I know there was a bit of faffing around to get it connected, but ultimately it did connect, and suddenly it hacked your car and it turned it into a TV show.
Yeah, the car basically turned into a TV show and it was quite distracting.
I'm sure.
I was, you know, there in a private area and my eyes kept going to the motorbikes and I was like, stop it, look forward, don't look at the TV. The touchscreen in general is quite distracting because it's got maps and it's got phone calls and it's got music and radio and you name it. But TV images, moving images are very, very distracting.
That's all we need. Egypt's on the M50 doing 150 kilometres an hour catching up on Netflix series, says somebody. Another says, I'm on the N7 most evenings on my way home from work. And my God, the things you see when looking into cars from the van is crazy. From a woman with a makeup mirror to the one with the lights on it sitting on the steering wheel doing a full face to a guy watching a football match on a tablet, again wedged onto the steering wheel, to another guy eating a bowl of food sitting on his lap, to somebody else having a wet shave. Yes, a wet shave. Wet not a dry shave. A wet shave while driving.
Ambitious.
So to be fair, Netflix is the least of your worries. But again, I mean, to pick up on the point, he says that this guy had a tablet wedged into the steering wheel. With this device, he wouldn't need to. He could just hack his own car screen and watch it on that. I think it's mad.
And you can actually buy basically screens and glue them to your dashboard as well.
So if you're in an older car.
If you have an older car, absolutely.
What do the experts think of all this?
Well, we did reach out to Conor Faughan from the Royal Automobile Club and commentator on transport, and he says it's a grey area. There's no law against these like there is against using your mobile phone. You're not allowed to use your mobile phone or hold it. The guards can obviously give you penalty points for that or take you off the road. But when it comes to these screens, TV screens in cars, they could, discretionary, according to Conor, it could go down as careless driving. There isn't at the moment a law. It's not against the law to watch TV in your car as we speak, which is really quite interesting.
Yeah, in the way that there's a specific law that says I can't be holding my mobile phone or I have to wear a seatbelt.
Yes.
But if I was watching it and the guards caught me, as you said, they could do me for reckless or careless driving.
Absolutely, they could for sure. But, you know, I got to meet an expert. He specialises in multimedia systems in cars, but he doesn't sell these TV carports.
My name is Amir Alipour and I work in ICE Systems in Ranelagh.
Tell me about ICE. How many years has ICE been running?
So my father set up the business in 1980 and we specialised in security and multimedia systems in cars since then.
And it's all changed. Things keep getting more and more modern. Have you seen these TVs and cars kind of take off?
Certainly it has taken off in cars. However, the big takeoff has been Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, so integration with a smartphone. More and more now we see people watching YouTube in their cars or Netflix or RTE Player as well. Yes, absolutely. Maybe in the last 2-3 years, that kind of idea, it's happened more and more.
It is a grey area. We're not breaking the law. It's up to the guards. It's discretion, we understand. If you're stopped and the guards think that it's careless driving, it is. We have a contraption here. We've got this little box, a small little model. It's about the size of maybe a matchbox. And in that, I can watch TV and drive. And I'm going to try and do this now. I'm going to try and move off. We're actually in private land here, so we're not actually breaking any rules. So we're actually watching the TT race in the Isle of Man. Do you sell this product?
No, this is not a product that we would sell ourselves. We've always specialised in driver safety since the start of the business. And if I'm being honest with you, I don't think watching YouTube on the go is safe while driving. So, no, we don't sell it.
Yeah, fair enough. To Amir, he doesn't sell it. One person says, Kieran, I can't believe you're promoting a device that encourages people to drive while watching TV. That is really irresponsible and dangerous. I mean, what's irresponsible and dangerous is fitting the device. We're not promoting it. We are reporting on it because Instagram and others are promoting it. And as Amir says, people are doing it. And I think it's important that we report on that.
We're asking why these are out.
Why are people doing it and what should be done to crack down on it? I mean, you actually met people who do have the device or something similar.
I took taxis recently, even though I'm not normally in a taxi, but I was in a taxi recently. And yet both particular taxi drivers did have TVs on in the car as we were driving along, which was quite surprising. So it has kind of taken off. And
what were they watching?
In the last few weeks, what were they watching? It was basically Netflix. They were kind of classic 90s movies. They were kind of, you know, I can't remember exactly. What do they call them? Kind of steamy thrillers. You know, those type of movies.
Basic Instincts?
That kind of stuff. But
Indecent
it wasn't
Proposal.
Those type of movies. Exactly.
Wow. Disclosure.
But why not? It was late at night.
No, not judging them.
But yeah, these taxi drivers should have been concentrating on the road. I did get to meet taxi drivers. Some use these products. Some use something similar. Others say they keep them only switched on when they're basically pulled over. You're a cab driver. Tell me, the TV in the car, is it a distraction? Why do people have them?
No, I think it's good. It's good to have. A lot of people use them as well for their GPS. So they're in a good position where they're handy to use, you know. Now, I know people do watch things. A lot of them say if they get children in the car that are not behaving, they put a movie off them or a cartoon and
so
it keeps the kids calm.
Cartoon on or something?
Yeah, and it keeps the kids calm. So it's a good thing in my opinion.
You're waiting around now in a queue, in a taxi rank queue. You could be bored. you might switch
something
on.
Put Netflix on, watch a movie, do whatever you want.
And when it comes to, you know, in traffic, perhaps there's lots of traffic and you're hardly moving, would you pop something on?
No. Then you just have the radio on.
You'd keep it off when you're moving.
It's only for boredom, maybe, you know.
So boredom think, for the passengers.
Yeah, well, I also do a school run where I look after special needs children. So there's days where we can put something on for the children in the car if one of them is carrying on.
And you'll just keep looking forward. You won't look at the screen. You won't look
down. No, you have to drive. It's all about just driving. You have to be professional all the time.
And it is a grey area. I mean, at the moment, you can have them.
Yeah.
Unless perhaps the guards say that it's careless driving if you are staring at it.
Yeah.
Do you find TVs in cars distracting overall, or
no,
are they good?
No. I think they're a good thing. It's all about the future too, isn't it?
I've seen some people but having TVs, little screen TVs for kids. But kids have too much screen time as it is. At least have some sort of... No.
So you have a modern car, you have a screen, but no TV?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just for sat-nav and radio and podcasts and stuff?
Yeah.
Shouldn't have them to carry too much distraction.
You see them in people's cars?
Yeah, too much distraction altogether.
And are they concentrating on the road?
No, not at all.
What are they up to?
Watching a film.
Yes, I have seen them around, and I'm not a great fan. I think it distracts you from...
Who's using them? Is it taxi drivers? Is it punters, drivers?
I think everyone is using them. They seem to buy them on the likes of Alibaba and stuff. They plug directly into the car and then they play music and there's videos and stuff. For me, it just distracts you from looking out the window where you're supposed to be doing.
All right, that's where some people buy them. I know you bought it from a well-known online retailer as well, and it came fairly quickly. And as you said, there was a bit of faffing about, but not that difficult to install. Regarding the in-car screens, Kieran, my mum got into a taxi in Athens and noticed he was watching English language TV on a dash-mounted small screen. She asked the driver if he spoke English, and he said no. He was reading the subtitles.
Wow.
There's a taxi I would have got out of fairly quickly. Beyond those few drivers you spoke to, I mean, are they common, these things?
Well, they are more common than you think. I mean, if you're right now listening and you're perhaps on a motorway or in traffic, have a look at your neighbour's car or the person beside you, and you would be surprised the amount of people there on TV screens or perhaps even having their phones hooked up and then watching a video on their phones. Yeah, it's going on. Here are stories from motorists and cab drivers. You've got a TV screen. What can it do? What can that thing do? I'm noticing it can connect to various things.
I use the screen in order for me to enjoy when we are on the rank.
So when you're on the rank, you can enjoy a film?
Yeah, we can enjoy the film on the rank and then we will watch a movie.
If you have a television in your car, it's all right as long as you're not driving. I mean, if you're parked up, it shouldn't be a problem, you know? But once you turn on the engine, the television should be turned off. And anyhow, you're putting people, especially in my profession, because you're putting people's lives in danger. Yeah.
And do you feel that TVs do put lives in danger in cars because your eye is off the road?
Absolutely, yes, indeed. But then again, people will argue with, is there any difference in having a GPS in your car? Because you're always flicking your eyes over to the GPS to make sure you're going in the right direction.
It was a phone he had attached to the dashboard. And he was playing a movie, and I was a bit nervous because the roads were very icy. It was kind of it was up a mountain, and he was watching the movie, so it was surprising.
He was watching the movie on icy roads through his phone attached to the dashboard.
Yeah, that's what he was doing.
All right, listen. One guy there mentioned, you know, sitting in the car park, yes. And a few of the taxi drivers said that. I can understand it. I guess the temptation, though. Is there to keep watching it? There's only a few minutes left. I'll just watch it for the start of the journey.
Could be EastEnders cliffhanger.
Oh yeah, well, no, Henry, you're not turning off an EastEnders cliffhanger now. You had to go driving again, did you?
Beside a cliff, but yeah, I did build up a little bit of confidence, and then I tried to watch TV, or let me rephrase that: have the TV on as I drove, and I drove around a car park with permission. So we're here in a car park and we have permission. We are playing TV. I am not going to look at the screen. And it's coming out of a little white box and it's showing us anything you want. YouTube, any type of TV. At the moment it's TT races on the screen. I'm trying not to look at it. It's a bit of a grey area. It's not against the rules. But we are actually watching a little bit of TV in the car. It's that easy. You can just stick it on and watch the telly through this little white box here, that little white box. So I will now stop and put it on pause. There you go. TV in the car.
Not just here, Henry. Ronan says, I was on a bus on the continent on a motorway and the driver was watching a football match. I was sitting right behind him and I took a video.
That is shocking.
So says Ronan, these would come in handy sitting around in a car park waiting for the kids for training for 2 hours. They would come in handy for those type of things. You've got a big screen in the car and you're just sitting there doing nothing. But like I say, the temptation is you watch it when driving. And according to some people already getting in touch, because you asked them to, Henry, they see this all the time. Lots of people have these car dodgy boxes.
Yeah, and some cars, I think the Tesla range, they do have videos built inside them or TV, but they only work when they're stationary in some cars.
Unless you buy a dodgy box.
Well, you can buy one of these special CarPlay boxes that will connect you as you take the motorway to Cork.
Yeah, well, listen, we're going to come back to this a little bit later, because given the increase we had in road deaths over the last 12 months in this country, and given how dangerous the roads are and how distracting it can be already in a car with the screens and with our phones and everything else, the fact that now you can get these dodgy boxes so cheaply and install them so easily, I mean, would suggest that something has to be done, some level of intervention, whether it's here in Ireland or at a European level. We'll get into all of that a little bit later. Henry McKean, thank you very, very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.